But we continue right now with a discussion about dating outside of your race. Chris Karazin is a columnist for Madame Noir and other publications. She also blogs at beyondblackwhite.com and is co-author with Janice Littlejohn of the book Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate Mixing Race, Culture, and Creed. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you on. The guest I had on just before you, Jeff Perlman, New York Times bestselling author, said he's dated outside of his race and it was just fun. And I came back and said, I'm an EOD, equal opportunity dater. So I totally understand. Talk about how you thought it was time to write your book, Swirling.
Well, you know, the thing is that we are at a stage in America where we have become truly global, and people are finding love in a variety of different packages, and so that part is really encouraging. Also, the fact that I think 86% of Americans now are, they co-sign interracial relationships, but there's still some social consequences, and there may be some social consequences associated with dating outside of your race, and particularly, and I know this is controversial, but in particular, Black women have a lot of social consequences. They tend to be the most hesitant and the least likely to do it, and that's why we decided to write Swirling. We wanted to encourage Black women to expand their dating pool.
Yeah. I can't tell you how often I've heard my Black friends say, I don't know if I can date a white guy. And I said, he's just a guy. He just happens to have a different color.
Exactly.
And I've seen people, be with somebody at work or whatever the case may be and get along fine with them. And may even be asked out and said, I don't know if I can do that.
Well, and what they mean is, and when they say can, mm-hmm. it really is deep, because it's not about can I wrap my head around it, but it's almost like, can I do it? Like, do I have permission to do it? Will my family be okay with it? Will my Black father be okay with it? That word can is really sort of, it's a bigger thing than just how they might think from the beginning,
Right. Right. Well, also, I think a lot of it has to do with when you started, too. Because I grew up in an integrated neighborhood, I started dating whoever I wanted to when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And, so many of my friends were all different colors, and we just would go out and hang out together and got to become friends. And I think that that's also really important, too. As you see now, a lot of guys, start dating, in particular, athletes outside of their race because of who they're playing with
and
how they develop friendships and start realizing that this is a good person and maybe that person's sister is okay to date, too.
Absolutely. And it really does have a lot to do with proximity, and that's really what we're seeing. So, and this is just my theory, because there's been no data to support this, but this has just been sort of the trend that I've seen. But if you look at the rise of the internet age and group chats and chat rooms and places that you can meet people, what I'm seeing is, as the internet has gained popularity through the 90s and going into now, 2014, there has been a correlation with the amount of interracial relationships, because people may not necessarily live next to each other, but the internet has allowed them to meet and sort of create their own sort of, virtual neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
of where they're meeting people. You've got people who are meeting and marrying on Facebook. So I think that there's definitely correlation with that proximity, but I think